You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, and today is a very late podcast, and I'm very sorry for that, but today is April 18th, 2024, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to give the blog some love, and then make sure you check out YouTube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe. To give the YouTube some love as well. And make sure that you check out my upcoming book, Carpe Diem Scroto, 365 Daily Affirmations at www.cdsthebook.com. Scheduled for publication this November 2024. So, guys, I am extremely sorry for the very late update. I got a phone call from my landlord last night at about 8:30, 9 o'clock, telling me that my water was going to be shut off today because there was a leak at the main water line or whatever. And so I decided that I was going to head on over to my sister's house since she had the day off. And I tried to record while I was driving, and when I got to her house to put the whole podcast and everything together, it sounded like crap. So that is what is going on. So in the meantime, though, I have had a fantastic, albeit long, day. It's the first time since Christmas that I have been over to my sister's house. And I've been just kind of babying my car lately because it's still acting a fool and sputtering every so often. And I just don't know what the hell is wrong with it. And I honestly just do not have the financial means to take care of it. And, you know, I'm just doing the best I can with that car right now. And, you know, I also have to remember that it's a 2007 Subaru Forester with just over 140,000 miles or something like that. So, you know, she's up there in age and she's got some mileage on her. But, anyways, yeah, like, as soon as I got over there, we got in the car and we went out and we went and had some brunch. And we went to this little Hispanic restaurant place called Fast Burrito. And I had some taquitos with rice and beans. And it was everything that was right in the world. And then we went to Goodwill and walked around Goodwill for a little bit. Then we went to one of my favorite Walmarts and walked around, did some shopping there. I was able to pick up two new flavors of the Circle water bottle sips. I got a hibiscus one, and I got a strawberry fresca one, so I'm really excited about those because they are some of the newest flavors from Circle. And if you look in the show notes, you will see a link that if you order through me, you get like your first order for something like $5 or whatever, but it's amazing. So anyways, and then I have never really looked at the party supply section of that particular Walmart, and they had all of the things. Guys, I am telling you, they had piñatas, they had all the little toys and the hoopla that goes in piñatas and candy and all kinds of other stuff. So, like, I picked up a few bags of the toys because on May 4th is my book fundraiser, and we're going to have a bunch of, like, games and stuff, and I wanted to have enough little toys and prizes and stuff for the kids. And we're also working on trying to figure out, like, adult stuff, so I've pretty much got all the kids stuff figured out. I just need to get some, like, adult prizes now. And just so much going on with the book right now, and I'm literally robbing Peter to pay Paul, mugging Mary, and selling the baby Jesus to, like, get ends met with the book, with the fundraiser, with just life in general. And it's really difficult. It really is. Like, I had an offer, not really an offer, but I reached out to this one publishing company who said that they would do all of the stuff that I needed done. They would put my book on Amazon, they would put it on Apple, they would put it on Google, like, the whole nine yards. They would typeset it, edit it, get me two ISBN numbers, one for a physical copy of the book and one for the digital copy of the book, and give me 10 free copies of the book, and do print-on-demand services where it would be about $9 out of pocket for each author copy after that 10. And all of that was going to be like $700, like maybe $725 after taxes and everything is said and done. And had I the money, I would have jumped on that quick, fast, and in a hurry. But I still need one more ISBN number, and they weren't able to provide me a quote for a third ISBN number because one of the things that I have as a donation tier is that anyone who donates, like, say, $100 gets a signed hard copy of the book. And, you know, if they're only giving me digital and a paperback, I still need an ISBN for the hardback. So, sorry, I had to take a drink of water. I feel really dehydrated. So anyways, yeah, there was just that, like, I wish I had the ability to just take care of it and throw the money at it. But as it is right now, I am working my butt off trying to still do the self-publishing thing. So that's what's going on with that. And I need to take some stuff to the printer tomorrow and get printed up. And I need to make 50 copies of a 8-page booklet. And, yeah, that's going to be about $20, give or take, because I think it was like 5 or 10 cents a sheet. If it's 5 cents a sheet, it's going to be cheaper. If it's 10 cents a sheet, it's going to be about $20-something. But anyways, I want to have these booklets created that, are for the potential donors that, like, lists everything about the book, other books like it on the market, why my book stands out, why this happens, why that happens, so on and so forth, all the way down. And on the very last page, a thing about the donation tiers, and then a URL that takes them to the website that has, like, all of the donor buttons and stuff like that on there. So, putting a lot of work into this thing, and if I ever go to publish a secondary book, I'm going to have a tremendous amount of valuable knowledge to do so. You know, I would really love to be able to do traditional publishing, and, you know, that I think that's going to be, like, about, it could be anywhere between $3,000 and $50,000, depending on who picks it up or whatever, but I still am holding out hope beyond hope that this one indie publisher is going to get back in touch with me. So I'm going to send them a reminder letter May 1st because they said that their submissions open back up in May. So yeah. Outside of that, Tuesday night, just Tuesday in general, had a really good day also. It was long, but really good. I made a business connection, or whatever kind of connection you want to talk or like call it, a few months ago, back in, I believe it was January. I went to a mental health class that was being held at the YMCA, and I got to meet this lady who is the community director for the local mental health place, and we just kind of happened to meet when I was meeting up for, or when I was meeting the PR people to talk about the book. She was there having lunch with a colleague, and I just gave her a business card and told her, you know, go ahead and reach out to me, because she has two new upcoming classes that are going to be held, one for adult suicide and how to, like, basically talk them off the ledge, and then the other one is for at-risk youth. So it was really good to be able to exchange an email with her, and then I typed up this like really nice long email explaining what was going on with me and the book and like everything going on with that and so on and so forth. And, you know, since she's the community director of a mental health facility and my book happens to fall into the mental health realm, you know, it might be something that I can pencil her in for like 60 copies or whatever, and then just give her the copies at like just above cost. So anyways, so yeah, I had the meeting with the PR people Tuesday, and then that evening I had trivia, and we didn't do very well in trivia, and you know, it was like one of those, well, damn it. But we were also down 5 people, so you know, for a small podunk town bar, I think we're holding our own pretty damn well. And Wednesday, I spent, you know, a good part of the day by myself, because usually I meet up with my sister for lunch, but she had a doctor's appointment. And so, you know, if you watch the Wednesday check-in video over on YouTube, then you will see that I was at my favorite little location. And as I was sitting there, there was a guy who knocked on my window, and I opened the door and I was like, hey, what's up? And he started like talking to me in sign language. And guys, I'm serious when I say I didn't even think about the sign language that I was speaking back to him and like answering him, and he was like visibly shook that I was able to talk to him in sign language or whatever. I did tell him at like right off the get-go, I'm like, can you please slow down? I'm still learning sign. I can understand most of what you say, but not everything that you are saying. And I said, you know, on the things that I just don't understand, please fingerspell. And so he's like, okay, not a problem. And he hands me a piece of paper. And it was one of those, hey, I'm deaf, could you please help me? I'm trying to get home, things or whatever. And, you know, I don't normally talk about spirituality or whatever, but my spirit told me, Michael, give this dude some money. And like, I'm having all of this conversation in my head instantaneously as I'm reading this thing. And I, like, I only have, you know, this amount of money on me. And like, do I give the whole thing or just part of it? And it's like, give the whole thing to him. And like, my eyes started twitching. I was like, okay, okay, okay. You know, mind you, I'm saying all of this in my head while it looks like I'm reading this piece of paper. And I just signed back to him. I'm like, this is all I have. I'm sorry. And handed him some money. He's like, oh my God, thank you so much. He just kept saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. He's like, you don't realize how many people I've talked to today that have just tried talking to me and were just really rude and negative. But, you know, I only need $67 for this part for my car or whatever. And this really helps. Thank you so much. I'm like, not a problem. You know, have a great day. And, after he walked away and I shut my door, I stopped and I thought to myself for a second. I was like, I just had a subconscious sign language conversation with this guy, and it just kind of lit the fire into me to want to do more with my sign language. And I found out that there's this place called it's a recovery cafe, and every Thursday at noon they have sign language groups that gets together and they teach each other sign language. And so I was like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start going to that sign language group and I'm going to brush up on my sign language, because there was some things that I forgot how to say, like name and give and look. I know how to say see or see. But the hand movements is the same as see, but it's a little different. Instead of like taking your index finger and your middle finger and pointing at your eyes and then pointing at the object, that's like, look at this item, versus taking your index finger and your middle finger and putting it up to your eyes like a V, and then then pulling your hand away. That's C. And so there's like a lot of intricate details when it comes to sign language, like the same movements but just reversed means something completely different. Like if you make a fist with both your hands and you pound your fist at, or you pound your wrist together, like with one the bottom of your wrist on the top of your other wrist, and you pound them together, that means job. But if you pound the bottom of your wrists together, that means rough sex or rape. So, you know, it's very, very, like, huh. Like, why would that be this versus this? But whatever. It's the semantics of learning a new language. So, I think Thursday nights that's going to be something that, or Thursday afternoons is going to be something that I start doing from now on. And, a friend of mine called me up right as I was pulling into my sister's car, or into her, driveway. And I was like, hey, I got the day off. You want to hang out? I'm like, I would have loved to have hung out, but I'm, you know, 35 miles away and you could have called me sooner. So, yeah. Anyways, it's just been a really good last couple of days, and something that has been very kind of humbling also, just seeing the interconnectivities and how things are kind of stringing together and getting support where I didn't expect support to come from, and not having support where I expected support to come from, and just everything in between. And then also yesterday I talked to my aunt for like almost 2 hours, and I asked her some like pretty serious questions about the family, because I know damn near nothing about my biological mom's side of the family. I was only exposed to a very small portion of my biological mom's side of the family, and no one has ever really talked about some of the familial drama and issues and things that have happened. And we have a cousin that looks, she's like a spitting image of my biological mom. And my sister and I, we knew that our mom had a quote-unquote miscarriage before my sister was born. And our cousin is exactly the same age as what that miscarried baby would have been. And, like, everything about her looks just like my biological mom. They have the same forehead, the same nose, the same eyes, the same chin, the same type of hair. Like, everything about them looks identical. So, it was really interesting, and I just flat came out. I was like, Auntie, is she our sister? Like, you know, here's the theory that we have or whatever. And she's like, no, honey, she is not your sister. She is actually your cousin and blah, blah. And just told me like stuff that has never been said to me before. Talking about incest and rape and molestations that happened, and this person doing this to this person, and this person having this done, and this person doing XYZ while these people over here were doing whatever else. And it was just like, wow. Like, I didn't know that my aunt didn't grow up with my mom, or my biological mom, and all of their siblings. Like, she didn't meet them until she was in her 20s. And I was just like, wow, I never knew that. Like, that explains so much why you are, like, the golden child. And why you are the way that you are versus why your siblings are the way that they are. So, it was just rather interesting to finally, after all these years, you know, I'm 43 now, and getting the full story about who my biological mom is and what the family was all about. It's been a real eye-opener and very just kind of, huh, okay, that kind of explains why my biological mom is the way my biological mom is, and why she's in her 70s and still active in her addiction, and why she was never really much of a mother figure to me, because, you know, she didn't have that growing up. And, you know, I didn't know that she had an incestuous affair with her grandfather and stuff like that. And that's why she was no longer welcomed at her grandparents' place, because, you know, being it from a small town and a very prominent town, you don't do that, period. And two, that kind of scandal and shame could have seriously affected their businesses and their holdings. And my great-grandfather was a prominent psychologist in that area and had like all of these accolades and all this other stuff. And it was just like, wow. Of course you were. I mean, why wouldn't you be? So it's always interesting whenever you find out shit about your family that you thought you knew everything about, and then it's like, well, you're no longer a kid. Here, let me tell you what actually was going on. So, just, you know, information dumps, and also having friends, like, reach out to me and, like, Michael, I just need someone to talk to you right now.
Cool.
That is what I am here for. Do you need to vent or do you need to work shit out? Like, do you want opinions? Or are you just opinions and ideas on how to fix things or work on things? Or do you just need to vent? Like, that's something I tell everyone. Like, okay, before we start talking, do you want feedback or do you want to vent? And if they say, I just need to vent, cool. I shut up and I hold space. If they want feedback, then we have a open dialogue. And, well, you know, this is how I think I would approach this situation and just go back and forth. And so it's been really interesting how things have kind of come around lately. But anyways, I could go on for like another 45 minutes, but I only have 30 minute recording times. So I'm going to go ahead and stop now. And so, yeah, if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, put them in the comment section down below. Make sure that you follow me on all the different social medias. You can look it up as Hello Cupcake, It's Me. And make sure that you check out the book, Carpe Diem Scroto, 365 Daily Affirmations at cdsthebook.com. And you can follow along on the Instagram by just searching CDS The Book or Carpe Diem Scroto on Instagram. And I have Instagram and Facebook for that all set up. So, yeah, I hope you all had a wonderful day. Again, I am sorry for the late update, but I will talk to y'all later. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.